bringing Christ to the nation.
La hora Luterana.
路德小时。
Tribune de Jesus Cristo.
Bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
Today's international devotion was written by the Reverend William David Zolder. A graduate of Lomonosov State University in Moscow, the Malagasy Lutheran Church appointed him as a French lecturer at their graduate school of theology. Pastor Zolder graduated from the School of Theology in Natal, South Africa. Since then, he has served his Lord as a parish pastor. His language skills have been of great value in our Madagascar office's Bible correspondence courses and our radio programs. Pastor Zolder is married and has three children. A text for our devotion from the 25th chapter of Matthew. And the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." The story of the 10 girls is quite familiar to us. The main question their story asks is, what will really happen when Christ arrives to judge the world? The 10 girls represent everyone who claims some connection with Christianity. Theoretically, all of us should be churchgoers, good Christians, Jesus friends who are doing all they can to be prepared for the unknown hour when they will meet him. But there is a division in this big group. Among all of these so-called Christians, some are wise and others are foolish. By that I mean, while all of these Christians have lamps, only some of those lamps are ready for action. Unbelievably, it's true. There are those who have empty lamps. These people look good. To everyone they meet, they seem prepared and ready for the bridegroom's coming. Indeed, it is possible they may even have fooled themselves. No matter how many have been fooled, their empty lamps are not ready, nor are they ready for the Lord's return. This is an alarming situation. 5 people have unready lamps, lamps which will be going out. That is up to 50% of the total number of Christians. Little wonder that Jesus said many are called, but only a few will be accepted. Remember, the main problem is not the lamp, but the lack of oil in the lamp. Oil represents a Holy Spirit-given faith which has a desire to be ready for and near to the Savior. The wise watchers in this story were those who were prepared to meet the groom now, tomorrow, or any time. The foolish watchers were those who were only going through the outward motions. Theirs is a dangerous and untenable position. As Jesus once said, a time is coming when no man can work. It was a lesson the foolish should have learned. When word came that the groom was going to be there soon, they asked, "Let us have some of your oil." We cannot share our oil with someone else. No one has an extra grace or faith which he can offer to others. Faith is a personal thing, and salvation is individually bestowed through the Savior's sacrifice. My faith will save me and me alone, not other members of my family. The entry to the eternal wedding festival of heaven reminds us of the flood at the time of Noah. Scripture says that when those people of faith were all in the boat, the Lord shut the door. And those without faith? For them there was no second chance. There was no time to reverse their position, no time to go and get some faith. They were ready, or they were not. Which is why, in this parable, the Lord is saying, always be ready. You don't know the day or the time when Jesus will return. We pray. Almighty God, keep us in faith in Jesus, who allowed himself to be crucified for our cleansing. Pour into us the oil for the flame of faith and love. In Jesus' name, amen.